Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Esteban Rodriguez is the author of Poems from the Heart, Life's Trials and Triumphs. He started writing poetry in 2015 as a way to get in touch with his feelings and emotions. He writes poems about different aspects of his life, including happiness, love, failure, depression, overcoming obstacles, and many more. He decided in 2021 to compile his works into a book as a way to inspire others to overcome their issues and find some meaning in life. Esteban was born in 1972 to a Puerto Rican family in Gary, Indiana, the youngest of five children. He was raised Catholic, went to Catholic school from kindergarten through college, was married in 1996, the father of four children. After his divorce in 2014, he started to attend therapy, where it was suggested he start writing to get back in touch with his feelings. After spending 5 years writing journal entries and poetry, he decided to publish a collection of works. The author of Poems from the Heart, Life's Trials and Triumphs, Esteban Rodriguez, is our guest on This Week in America. Esteban, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
I love the collection you put together. You were sharing so much, so many of your emotions, the ups and the downs, to help other people that go through the same emotions every day to get through their ups and downs. What was the inspiration to write this book of poetry?
Well, it started when I was in therapy, and at that point, I was going through some depression, and I felt emotionally dead. So my therapist thought, you know, why don't you start journaling or doing something to get back in touch with your feelings? And oddly enough, poetry was something that I turned to. And what's funny is growing up, I hated poetry. I couldn't stand it. And it's what I turn to now as a way to capture a moment in time, as a way to process what I'm feeling at that point in time. And it lets me go look back and then kind of see how far I've come in a way. And I shared some of the poetry with some friends, and they had all suggested, hey, you should really put a book out there. There might be others who would find that very inspiring. And that's kind of what I did.
You are such an accomplished poet. I thought you were going to say, you know, I started it for it's a gift and I've always been in love with poetry. Not the case.
I wish, huh?
Well, yeah. How did you sort of go back to poetry? Not crazy about it the first time through, but decided to go back, revisit poetry, and suddenly you were an accomplished poet. How did that happen?
You know, I started just doing journal entries, you know, kind of like capturing what I felt day, what I went through that day. And it just kind of started to come out of me, you know. And while I don't necessarily follow a necessary rhythm or rhyme pattern, I sort of associated it more with poetries I've read before in the past, and or passages or spiritual passages or things of that nature. So I just kind of went with it. And before I knew it, I had like 80 to 100 different poems written over the course of a 4 to 5 year span. And so kind of went from there.
Esteban Rodriguez, our guest on the program. He is the author of Poems from the Heart, Life's Trials and Triumphs. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why do you write about life? You mentioned this was starting in journaling, and you started in that direction, but you focused on that, and you're very perceptive with your life and sharing it. Why focus on life? And have you thought about going in other directions?
Yeah, I mean, for me, since I was trying to overcome different hurdles and problems I had, focusing on my life put things in proper perspective and gave me a new appreciation for things that I wasn't appreciating before, things I've taken for granted. And it surprisingly for me, it just gave me a lot of material to work with. Everything from hardship to overcoming hardship to experiencing the joy. You know, there's one poem in there where a friend gave me a picture of their baby. And I wrote Little Hands and Little Feet, just basically talking about this baby that I saw swaddled up, and just captured that emotion of seeing that beautiful picture right then and there. And, you know, this poem just came out. So this focusing on different aspects of life, there's so many different aspects of it. It just gave me a breath of different things to write about.
Little Hands and Little Feet is in the recovery and sanity section of the book, divided into a couple of sections, which we'll talk about. But that makes such sense there. And we've all seen joy like that in a little person, a baby. And all of a sudden, it brings a little more perspective to us and what we're going through it in our lives. How has writing helped you overcome the obstacles that you faced? How has this played a part in just sitting there with a pen and that really was therapy for you in the beginning, wasn't it?
Right. For the longest time, I ran away from those situations. I would bury them deep down. I would just hide it. And writing it a lot made me sort of face it, made me recognize it, made me not run away from it and deal with it in a healthy way. And so I just kept with it because it was helping me in my situation in overcoming what I needed to overcome and just feel better, feel more appreciative, feel like you, in many respects, you have a new lease on life. And anytime I feel that, where I feel things are getting out of control or things are too stressed, I find that going to that poetry allows me to then capture that. Like, what is it? What is it? What is the emotion I'm struggling with? And I write about it in a way, and then it allows me to put it out there for one, so I don't hold on to it, but then sort of go back to it and look and maybe get a deeper understanding of what it is I'm really feeling and address that in a healthy way.
Our guest on the program is Esteban Rodriguez. He's the author of Poems from the Heart, Life's Triumphs, Trials and Triumphs. I want to go back to talking about poetry again. Did that give you more maybe insightfulness as to what you were writing as opposed to sitting down and just writing a couple of sentences? I'm thinking the thought process that goes into poetry, very few words, but very meaningful words. Am I making too much of that? Or did that really, the poetry really help you maybe come to terms with your feelings?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think the reason why I gravitated to the poetry, because it allowed me to express what I was going through in a way that made sense to me. And then at the same time, when you start to write a poem, you start to, you know, you're gathering certain thoughts about what am I writing about? Where am I going with this? And those thoughts start to formulate and you start to get a little more insight as to what am I experiencing about something that's triggering this, right? Whether it's joy, whether it's struggle. And again, like I said before, I would run away from those moments. I would bury them deep and I would isolate myself and stay away from people. And what I found by doing this is it allowed me to stay in the moment, appreciate it, learn from it, and then ultimately help others who are like me, who are struggling with it, and help them kind of get through it.
How do you hope others will respond to the book? What do you hope they get from reading Poems from the Heart?
So when I wrote it, and the reason why I broke it up into two sections was to say, the first section was about the trials and tribulations, and it was the goal was to say, you're not alone. I've experienced this too. Others have experienced this too. So the hope was that when they read that, they would be like, yeah, I get what he's talking about, or I've experienced that as well. And then the second part was to talk about the triumphs and the hopes of saying there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It doesn't have to always be negative. And that's why I put the positive part second. I wanted to end with something positive, not start with positive and end with negative. And to inspire hope into somebody to say that, hey, you know, I could turn this around no matter how late in life it is that I'm experiencing this.
What are some of the poems that are most meaningful to you? And as I'm asking that, I'm thinking, are there times you go back and reread these when you need a little booster activity
absolutely, for sure. One of the first ones that jumps out at me is I'm Not That Guy Anymore. It allowed me to talk about and own up to, hey, I used to be this liar. I used to be this person that would deceive people or even a situation where I didn't need to, but I'm not that guy anymore. You know, I choose not to be that way anymore. And anytime if I ever feel like something might be drawing me back to where I used to be, going back to that poem reminds me, you're not that person anymore. You know, you chose to do something different. Stay on that path.
And then you've got one poem, Choosing to Be Honest. I guess that's a follow-up to I'm Not That Guy Anymore. Talk about the motivation for choosing to be honest. And I guess that's something we all have to face.
Right, right. Like I said, for me, I found many times when I'd lied in the past, it was in an attempt to protect me from something, whether it was from rejection, whether it was from hatred, whether it was from my own perception of what I think was going to come my way, even though that was far from what reality really was. And so it was a conscious decision in part of my recovery and part of getting back in touch with my feelings of it only works if I'm honest, particularly with myself. And so it was capturing that moment of saying, this is what I choose to do. I don't want to lie anymore. Like just today when someone was like, I'm doing this, but I want it to be a surprise. And I was like, okay, but if somebody asked me, I'm not going to lie to them about it.
Yes.
I'm not going to go out of my way and tell them. I mean, it's not my place to tell them, but I'm also not going to lie about it. So I was able to get that across. And that's a choice. That's a choice you have to make. And for me, that choice was the center of the turnaround. It made all the difference. So
the poems in the book is Poems from the Heart, Life's Trials and Triumphs by Esteban Rodriguez. The poems there are experiences that you had in life. How difficult, Lloyd, is one thing to write them out, but another one, okay, I'm going to publish, people are going to read, I'm going to have family and friends probably read and go, wait a minute, I didn't realize he was struggling through these issues. Was that difficult in sharing these?
It was part of the reason why it took 5 years before I finally
yes.
decided to say, let's go put this in a book. But at the same time, you know, I shared it with enough different people and they found inspiration from it that it was enough to say, okay, if I write this, and even if just one person is able to come to me and say, thank you, it made all the difference in the world, it was worth it. And so that would ultimately put me over the edge and say, okay, let's do this. Let's put this in the book and see what comes of it.
Well, that's why it's doing so well, resonating so well, is because there's this relatability. We feel like Esteban went through that. He's been very honest about his emotions. He can help me. Whereas if you would have just maybe come up with these clinical observations and shared them, it's like, well, what does he know? What does he know in this case is you've been through a lot of the ups and downs that all of us have been through. One of the poems you start with in Struggles and Hardships, you mentioned the first section of the book is The Hunter and the Prey. That's
right.
At the beginning. Talk about that, the motivation behind that.
Well, when I look back to when I was what I would consider like my dark period, for lack of a better term, I was looking at evaluating my behaviors and how I would do something I wasn't happy, I wasn't proud of, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to really know about. And then I would make effort to change, but I kind of find myself slipping back. And I just sort of equated that to like the hunter and the prey. Like here's a hunter just basically looking for something to hurt or to take advantage of or to mislead in some way, shape, or form. And I equated it to that. I was this hunter, and I was searching for that prey. And in the poem, it basically it kind of goes through. I'm this hunter. Now I'm realizing I myself am being hunted, so I'm trying to hide. But then it's just a matter of time I slip back to it. And so I was just capturing that, so that if somebody felt that way in some way, shape, or form, they can resonate with it, and realize they're not alone in that feeling, which is helpful in when you're trying to better yourself, to know that you're not the only one going through it.
Esteban Rodriguez, our guest on the program. If you're Googling Esteban, is Esteban Rodriguez. Book is available at all of the usual places. We got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, great places to pick up a copy and to read and reflect on his book. Another early poem, Sometimes You Have to Say Goodbye. What was the basis for that?
So I was in a relationship with somebody, and you know, all relationships, they have a beginning, but a lot of them unfortunately also have an end.
Yes.
And in this, I was trying to come to terms with this relationship coming to an end, and the way I came to terms with it was to say that, you know, when you love somebody, you find yourself saying goodbye, be that because they're of death, be that because they're moving away, be that because, you know, your paths are going, you know, different at that point in time, and you just you can't spend the time with each other anymore. So it was, I was trying to capture that feeling of, you know, you're no longer with this person, and it's okay to say goodbye to them at the appropriate time. And so I was trying to capture that, you know, there are going to be moments and times where you are going to have to say goodbye to somebody, and that's okay. You know, that's part of life, that we're all going to have to do that in some way, shape, or form.
I think we all go through periods like that, and we struggle with it, as Esteban did, and writes about it poetic fashion so eloquently in his poetry book, Poems from the Heart. Another one, The War in My Head, and I will ask you about that, and then does that war ever go away?
That's a great question. I was having a conversation with somebody around like what we think about, and you know, I'm ADHD, so my brain can kind of go all over the place, and I was describing to them, you know, like my thoughts can be so scrambled at time, it feels like there's a war going on in my head. And so in that poem, I was trying to capture this free-flowing, kind of disjointed, multiple thoughts kind of coming in and out of consciousness. And what I can say is that, does the war ever go away? No, but it's been a lot quieter than it once was, you know, kind of going through this process.
Yes.
And being able to, you know, get things out in the open, and being able to be accountable for certain things and to not run away from things. I find that the war really has died down quite a bit. I don't know if it'll ever go away, and I think that might be part of the nature of being an ADHD person, but it's nowhere near as bad. I mean, it would keep me up at night. It would drive me crazy. It would drive me insane at certain parts of my life. But so yeah, I was trying to capture all that in a poem.
Well, and you teach us all how to rein in emotions like that. Another one is sadness. You talk about perpetual sadness. And we try to think, oh, we're going to go through life. We're not going to have any problems. Everything is going to be great. And an hour later, something happens at various levels that will bring sadness into our life. Talk about writing that one. What was the genesis for writing that? And how important is that to deal with sadness?
You know, one of the things I uncovered when I was trying to get back in touch with my feelings and not be emotionally dead, kind of just not run away from my own emotions, was now I'm stuck with dealing these emotions. And sadness was one of the ones, you know, that one of the, at least for me, one of the unfavorable ones. But it's an emotion, and it's a valid emotion, and you need to express it. You need to accept it for what it is. And while it can be scary at times, it's not there to destroy you. It's there to help you, to guide you, to warn you, to make you better appreciate things. Or, you know, there are many reasons why, you know, sadness might come into your life. And so therefore, for me, to write about it meant it's not this scary beast anymore. Sure, it may be unpleasant, and it often is unpleasant when you go through sadness, but it's not something that's going to make me do something I wish I didn't. And so writing about it for me was a way of trying to conquer that fear, to accept that there are good emotions, but then there are also bad ones too. And so you have to come to peace with all of them, you know, in your own time, in your own way, and move on from there.
You said something very interesting there. Well, a lot very interesting, but one that I'm thinking about and would like to pursue. You talk about, you'll learn how to deal with it. Okay. That's step one. But dealing with it doesn't mean it's going to go away. Dealing with sadness doesn't mean you're never going to be sad again. It's almost when you deal with these emotions, it's like now you have a roommate, but maybe you know how to handle that roommate. Is that how it works? That, okay, I learned how to deal with it, but that means I have to constantly be on guard, vigilant, so that I can deal with it.
I would say that, and for me as well, it provides more insight into either what you're going through at the moment, or it could provide more insight in terms of being more appreciative of what you actually do have. Because, you know, for a while there, when I would have sadness, it was almost like everything else fell apart, and this one thing that was driving me to be sad, it was all or nothing. It was this or nothing else. And one of the ways I had to realize when I was coping or dealing with sadness was, be appreciative of what you do have. because you do have a lot, and it puts things in its proper perspective. And like I said, it may be hard to see or even understand at the time, but each emotion has its time and place. It's just coming to terms with that and accepting that. And yeah, you're right. I mean, it's, sadness is not something you're ever going to escape, but you can counter it by appreciating and realizing that while there's sadness, there's still things to be joyful about. There's still things to be happy for, still things to be grateful for. And for me, at least, that proved to be quite differential in dealing with that.
Time is going by so quickly. Our guest is Esteban Rodriguez. His book is Poems from the Heart, Life's Trials and Triumphs. Couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about journaling. I keep reading more and more that mental health experts are talking about the power of journaling. And it's not just writing things down, but it's helping you sort through problems. What role did journaling play in the beginning stages as you then shifted to poetry? But what's the role? What was the role for you of journaling?
For me, it was, since I was, my goal was to try to get back in touch with my feelings. It gave me sort of a white space, a blank space, and a safe area to be able to pour all those feelings out of me, and not feel ashamed about it, not feel embarrassed about it, not feel guilty in any way. And then the other big thing is that it's no longer inside me, you know, dragging me down. Now I got it out. I was able to, even though it's just me in the journal, I was able to express it in some way. And not before, I would hold on to it. You know, like if I was to ask you to hold on to a cup of water and ask you how heavy it was, you may say it's not heavy, but if you held on to it for 5 hours, I'm sure after a while your arm will start to shake and it would feel kind of heavy. If you hold on to something, it's going to drag you down. And for journaling, it became a way of not holding on to it to the point that it was going to bring me down like that.
Are you publishing more poetry? Are you writing? Are you going to do more?
I still write poetry, and it's definitely in my thoughts as to whether I will or not. I also write books too, stories. So for me, writing is a very good, healthy way to spend time, as opposed to I can be lost on, you know, social media for hours if I really wanted to. But it's not always healthy for me. So writing became a good way of spending time when I found I had time that I didn't know what to do with. So I always write something, whether it's journaling or there's a story or the poem. I try to keep writing pretty regularly.
In the book, as I mentioned, two sections, struggles and hardships, and then recovery and sanity. The last, I believe, poem in the book in recovery and sanity is I Hurt Too.
Right.
Tell me about that.
So that one is actually for my one of my daughters. She was going through a rough time, and I was trying to help her through it. And, you know, as sometimes, you know, parents, you know, child relationships happen, you know, tense moments happen. And I had said something I wish I didn't said, and it really hurt her. And reflecting back, you know, I was in pain too. So I wrote that poem to her to let her know that you're not the only one hurting. I hurt too. Let's find some common ground and let's get through this together. And it was, she really loved it. She was so happy to see it, made the book. And it was a nice moment for me and my daughter to share together, to deal with something that was pretty tense at one point in time.
Through poetry, which you didn't like as a young person, and now you're excelling in poetry. And as you can hear in Esteban and in our conversation, that all these issues that we all go through in life, he's faced these and he's learned to deal with them in an ongoing basis by referring back to his own book to get through difficult periods of life. And the book is there to help you. It's Poems from the Heart, Life's Trials and Triumphs. Esteban Rodriguez. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant. I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Esteban,
yes,
it's been a pleasure having you on here. I really appreciate your truthfulness coming on, willing to share your emotional issues with other people to help them. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you for having me here. And I really enjoy. I've never done something like this before, and this has been very enjoyable. Thank you.
Well, you're very good at it, so I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Esteban Rodriguez. The book is Poems from the Heart: Life's Trials and Triumphs. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.